Just about 2 weeks ago, that meteoroid exploded above a Russian city, injuring 1,200 people, damaging thousands of buildings. On the same day, asteroid 2012 DA14 came historically close to Earth. A week after that, NASA and the European Space Agency announced a proposal to intercept an asteroid called Didymos in 2022. Actually, plans for the Asteroid Impact and Deflection Assessment Mission, or AIDA as it's called, were in the works long before that. Our recent close encounters were just something they were watching, and NASA was successful with something along these lines in 2005. It launched a probe and successfully intercepted a comet, not to deflect it, just to study it. But what is up with asteroid chasing? Our resident spaceman Kelly Beatty, senior contributing editor for Sky and Telescope magazine, is here. Kelly, welcome.
Hey, hello, Robin.
And I just want to say that, you know, we were the first to know just how serious that explosion in Russia was, because you called us from the West Coast where you were at the time and said, you have to let me on the air. This is the most, what was it again, the most...
Most powerful impact in a century.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like a nuclear bomb without the radiation.
Exactly that.
So you were on top of this then, and you said at the time, I kind of jokingly said, well, gee, is there anyone kind of thinking of trying to deflect these things? And you said, well, actually...
they are.
Yeah. So tell us more. First, let's start with this plan for this Didymos. And as we do that, remind us again, some definitions here. Asteroid, meteor, meteoroid. What are the words we're using?
Sure. So asteroid is a large rocky object that usually lives out between Mars and Jupiter. When they come close to the Earth and they enter our atmosphere, those are small pieces that we call meteoroids. The flash of light that we see is a meteor. And when they hit the ground, which is occasionally, that's a meteorite.
So right now, Didymos is an asteroid. It's way out there.
That's right.
So what's the plan for 2022?
They're going to launch a spacecraft to intercept this asteroid and its little baby asteroid that goes in orbit around it. And they're going to attack the smaller one with a big bullet weighing about 700 pounds. And the hope is to hit that in a way that they can see how much it moves in its orbit, how much its orbit has changed. Because this notion of hitting something that's on an intercept with Earth, that could have Earth in its crosshairs, is a way to change the orbit so that that future impact doesn't happen with our planet.
Okay, but I understand that Didymos is 11 million miles away.
Oh, I know. There's no danger that this particular asteroid will hit us.
But can you really reach something with a rocket 11 million miles away?
Absolutely. This happens to be an asteroid like many thousands that we call near-Earth asteroids. They come near the Earth. And because of its particular orbit, it's actually relatively easy to get to. So it makes it a great test bed for trying out these concepts. Now, you need to think of a table full of billiard balls, and when one ball hits the other, they careen in different directions. By hitting this smaller asteroid, we can see how much of an influence it has on the orbit. Now, the thing is that this asteroid is not solid rock. We know that. We know that it's kind of spongy on the inside with lots of holes. So when you hit it, we need to understand what the character of the surface is to understand then how much power we need to hit it with in order to deflect it.
So, I mean, how do you find out all of this?
So one spacecraft will actually hit it, and another will be watching to see how the orbit changes, to see how much debris flies off of it, to see if it would work in a real-life threat situation.
Okay. Well, Andy Chang from Johns Hopkins University, who heads the U.S. side of this project, we mentioned it's in cooperation with Europe, you know, is hoping that this is going to yield valuable scientific data, but also information on asteroid resource utilization. What is that?
Very fancy way for describing how we someday might mine asteroids for the mineral resources and the water that they contain. It's potential that, you know, water in space is very valuable. And a lot of these asteroids are thought to contain some of that, along with metals like platinum and others that are quite valuable on the Earth. So even if we don't need to deflect an asteroid to avoid it from hitting the Earth, we could mine them and bring back valuable resources that could help us here on our planet.
Right. Okay, well, you've described one method of interception that scientists are considering. I think they're calling this a swift kick method, that you hit it. But there are others. They're studying how to land a rocket on an asteroid?
Right. There's no need to call out Bruce Willis just yet. I mean, mm-hmm. chances are if we find an asteroid on a collision course with Earth, we'll have decades to plan for that. And in particular, to redirect the asteroid just subtly so that its orbit, it changed.
Okay, you say that, but I just have to ask, then what happened in Russia?
In the case of Russia, that was such a small object that we didn't know it existed before it
hit.
That
was small.
It was just under the radar, so to speak.
Oh, boy.
So we're talking about much larger objects that could really make it a bad day on planet Earth.
Okay, worse than that day.
All right. So if you had decades to plan, you could, for example, attach a rocket to it and gradually just thrust it off to the side. Or you could break it up if you had to and into smaller pieces. One of the novel ones is the notion of just painting the asteroid a different, darker, or brighter color.
Wait a second. Painting?
Yes, indeed. There's this effect called the Yarkovsky effect that allows an asteroid to gradually change its own orbit just by the sunlight radiating on it. And we actually have a sense of this. On a hot summer day, the hottest hours are not right at noon, but late in the afternoon. And so on an asteroid that's spinning, the heat that it absorbs from the sun is radiated kind of off to the side. And that radiation creates a subtle push. Now, depending on how dark the asteroid is and how fast it's spinning, makes this push bigger or smaller. You can exploit that by, say you want to divert an asteroid. If you paint it black, then it can literally move itself out of the way in time.
Yeah, but I'm like, I mean, again, how do you don't send a guy with a bucket up there. How do you paint it?
Normal paints would not apply. Think of a fine black powder carbon dust that's sent down a tube in a way that creates a static charge on the dust particles. When they hit the asteroid, they stick, and then over time, the sunlight kind of anneals that into a coating that stays and can keep the asteroid dark and reacting for a long time.
This is amazing. And by the way, we should touch on another thing that's being considered. This is being called the gravity tractor. You send something up, a heavy spacecraft, close to the asteroid and let the gravitational force pull it off course.
Right. They attract each other, and as long as you keep the spacecraft separated away, it will literally drag through gravity the asteroid into a new orbit.
Yeah, but I don't want to be the one manning that spacecraft. It's like, wait a second, now it's after me. would it be manned or no?
No. This would be totally automated.
Okay.
And, you know, we need to understand, none of these plans are in the works. They're just on paper at this point. Because we have no asteroids big enough to really do damage to the Earth that we know are going to hit. So, at least for the moment, we have plenty of time to plan it out.
Except for, as we began with, Deimos, which is the one that is going to be used as this experiment in 2022. Again, it's far enough away. It's not on a collision course with the Earth, but they are going to try to hit that out.
And just even that plan, that AIDA mission plan, is still in the proposal stage. It hasn't been funded yet.
So just give us your thoughts here before we go on what kind of danger are we in?
I think this event in Russia combined with the asteroid 2012 DA14 was a great 1-2 punch, a wake-up call, if you will, to really focus attention on this. But I don't want everyone running around like the sky is falling, because realistically, the chance that your gravestone will say killed by an asteroid is very, very slight. There's no urgency about this, and we have plenty of time to have cooler heads prevail and to plan it out right.
Okay. Kelly Beatty, Senior Contributing Editor for Sky and Telescope Magazine, so we can all go off and enjoy our day. And Kelly, thanks so much.
Have a good day, Robin.
And we have an idea for a rallying cry for these asteroid scientists.
The United States government just asked us to save the world. Anybody want to say no?
I'm down with it. Bruce Willis, Armageddon. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.